Sally Tauber from the Swanner said the walk takes place tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Admission is $5 or free for members of the Eco Center. The attendees will hear from Chris Crockett, an aquatic biologist with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He said frauds in an ecosystem are important for a number of reasons.
Most people consider them an indicator species, so they're a good indicator of the ecosystem health, and that not only means all of the other little critters in there, but that means you and I as well. Frogs actually are very sensitive to some of the same contaminants that you and I are, so if the frogs are doing well, that's a good sign for you and I as well.
The tour focuses on the Columbian spotted frog, named for the Columbia River Basin in the Northwest.
It's not federally endangered, but it is on our state sensitive species list, and we're doing everything we can to try to make sure that it does not need federal protection. We are actually on the southern fringe of that population. Most of the other populations are to the north, and we have some unique genetics, some unique populations here in Utah. So the state Division of Wildlife Resources is doing everything we can to make sure that those frogs are still thriving.
8 years ago, the division released a number of tadpoles in the Swanner Preserve.
There was about 700 metamorphs, so 700 small frogs actually released. And we saw some initial success. We saw some reproduction. And then we went through quite a few years of drought and some other conditions. And we still feel like they need a little bit of help, so we are continuing those efforts this year as well.
What are you doing out there to ensure their success?
We're taking frogs from some of our healthy populations, say, for instance, along the Provo River there in Heber. We're transferring some of those eggs to Head Start cages over at Swanner. Head Start cage is essentially just this enclosure that allows water and algae and food to flow through, but it keeps predators out. So we'll move those eggs into that little cage. We can then watch them, monitor them throughout the year. We can feed them if needed, make sure that they're getting all the resources they need, but we're protecting them from some of the predators, essentially trying to fatten them up, if you will, until we can release them as small frogs later in the season.
Crockett said the predators for frogs include some of the mainstays at the preserve.
Some of our most beloved critters on the preserve, like the sandhill cranes, are some of the predators for frogs. And, of course, we don't mind sandhills eating a few. We just want to give those tadpoles, like we say, a head start so that they've got a fighting chance.
You went on to detail what they will look at during the tour.
We'll definitely be showing them some of the Head Start cages, and we have some spotted frog tadpoles that are in different stages of development, so that would be a good opportunity for people to actually hold one in their hand and see some of these tadpoles that right now are about 3 inches long, pretty hefty. We'll also try to focus on some of the other amphibians in those ponds, mainly chorus frogs and tiger salamanders.
DWR biologist Chris Crockett. Sally Tauber added they'd like to hear in advance how many will be attending, and you can call the Eco Center at 649-1767. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.